federal opposition is pushing the government to make further cuts to superannuation concessions, which it says will make the system fairer. The government amended its superannuation changes earlier this year to satisfy concerns from its own backbench. The $500,000 lifetime cap on non-concessional contributions was replaced with an annual $100,000 limit instead. But Labor argues that's still too generous and says its plan would save an extra $1.4 billion over the next 4 years. Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by the Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen. Chris Bowen, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
So the government has amended its super plan considerably, but you're still not happy with it. Why not?
Well, it can be improved further, and that's what we're saying today. We'll make these suggestions to the government. The government has been all at sea on this right from the beginning, at first saying they didn't want any changes to superannuation, Scott Morrison personally leading the charge, saying he would never touch superannuation. Then, of course, the election, the budget night bombshell about retrospective tax changes. Then the revised package after the election. Now, what we're doing is making this proposal better for the budget, $1.4 billion better over the next 4 years, and actually almost $19 billion better over the next 10 years. So that's better for the budget. The government lectures everybody about the need for budget repair. Well, they can take these suggestions, and it would also make it fairer, better targeted tax concessions. As you know, the tax concessions for superannuation are overwhelmingly skewed to the top income earners in Australia. There's a broad consensus that the system needs to be improved. The government is very late to this discussion, but just as we've led the debate on superannuation now for 2 years, we continue to lead the debate by making further suggestions to the government.
Yeah, but you're saying, I mean, the government wants $100,000 of non-concessional after-tax contributions. Mm. You want that reduced to $75,000. It's not really a huge difference, is it?
Well, it's better. It is the case that only very high income earners are in a position to put $100,000 extra into superannuation a year. This would save $20 million over the forward estimates, $1 billion over the next 10 years. So it's worth it in the conversation about budget repair. Now, of course, if the government chooses to stick to its guns and refuses to accept these suggestions, that's a matter for them. But these are on the table in good faith.
And if the government doesn't meet those your concerns, are you going to stand in the way of the package?
Well, I don't want to give Scott Morrison an excuse to walk away from this package. The Australian people want to see a package. We won't let the perfect be an enemy of the good, but these are good.
Right, so you'll let it through.
These are proper suggestions that we are making to improve this package. But at the end of the day, of course, I'm not all that hopeful that the government is going to take on these sensible suggestions.
No, you also argue the government is keeping two new tax loopholes for things such as catch-up concessions.
Well, it's worse than that, Michael. They're introducing new tax loopholes in superannuation, which again...
the government says that is designed to make the system more flexible, and it does do that.
Well, look, even if some of these measures in a perfect world might be desirable, these two measures, even if that's the case, and that's arguable, I'm not necessarily convinced that that's the case, but even if it's the case, how can they be priorities when the budget is under such pressure? I mean, this is $800 million over the next 4 years. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money which the government is pushing out the door as part of their package, and we don't think that's justified in this time of budget restraint.
But flexibility is important.
Well, again,
superannuation is a very complex issue, as we all know.
Of course, and in a perfect world, where the budget wasn't under such pressure, you might contemplate some of these measures. But budgets are about priorities, and the government has a different set of priorities than us.
Can we move on to a couple of other issues that are in the Parliament, in the political sphere this week? Government's bill to introduce a lifetime visa ban on refugees being held on Manus and Nauru will come before Parliament today. Shadow Cabinet met last night. Presumably you discussed this. Did you come to a formal decision?
Well, I'll leave the leader to make our announcements, and it'll go to caucus this morning. But we've made our concerns very, very clear. Shane Newman received a briefing yesterday from the government that did not meet our concerns. What's very clear is that Malcolm Turnbull and Peter Dutton haven't been sitting around thinking about ways to defeat people smugglers. They've been sitting around thinking of political tactics to change the political conversation because they are in such a diabolical mess. That is what's going on here, and you would be unsurprised to know the Labor Party is not inclined and attracted to be part of that little plan.
Have you got a? Are you going to put up amendments, or will you just block?
Well, again, I'll leave Bill Shorten to make that announcement later in the day. But our concerns that this has been ill thought out and are silly, it's just a silly change, have been very well articulated by Bill.
You're a former immigration minister. You know this portfolio area well. The ban would send a pretty strong message, wouldn't it?
Well, it was only a couple of weeks ago that Malcolm Turnbull was boasting that the boats had stopped and that they'd done everything necessary. Then all of a sudden, out of the blue, They say, oh, actually, now this is necessary as well. Now, you'll forgive my cynicism, Michael. Now, I understand that tough decisions are sometimes necessary. I do understand how the people smuggling network operates. But when you've got a government which just a couple of weeks ago was saying, nothing to see here, we've fixed it all, aren't we wonderful, to now we have a crisis all of a sudden. We didn't mention it before, but we have a crisis on our hands. We need this dramatic change to the law. We are very entitled to be very cynical about that.
All right. On the debate over 18C and the changes to the Racial Discrimination Act, it seems there will be a parliamentary inquiry to this. Is Labor still opposed to any change to 18C?
We don't see the case. We don't see the case for this. And it's very clear that the government's divided over this. I just heard John Alexander. You could add other members of the Liberal Party in Parliament who are deeply concerned about this. This is yet another example of Malcolm Turnbull's agenda being determined by the extreme right wing of the Liberal Party.
It's just in some cases, the Prime Minister was on the program yesterday talking about a change in the wording. People have been talking about removing illegal or insult or offend on the grounds of race. Would you entertain that prospect? I mean, that's
again,
not really
again, Michael,
that.
Point one, we don't see the case. Point two, Malcolm Turnbull just a little while ago was saying this wasn't a priority. Now apparently it's a priority because a certain section of his party room, for whom he relies to hold on to his job, thinks it's a priority all of a sudden. I've got to tell you, in my electorate, I don't get people stopping me in the street saying it's time to change 18C. They raise a lot of issues with me, but this isn't one of them.
Okay. Chris Bowen, thanks very much for joining us.
Nice to talk to you.
That is the Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen.